I've heard this one compared to Northern Monk's Faith Pale Ale on a few occasions, which I can get my head around to be fair. However, we'll need to set up proper lab conditions to get an accurate reading on this one. Sunny. Friday afternoon in the garden. Just finished work after a long week. It's Northern Irish summer, but it feels like the surface of the sun. This could be one of our allocated sunny days here in Nee, so it's not getting wasted. Bon Iver gracing the stereo, and gratefully the seagulls have pissed off. It's a lovely afternoon. Let's see if the brew matches the setting. On the snout, it's crisp and fruity. Sweet with a hint of malty heft. Hard to know what to expect from this one, as the lines of the style have become blurred over the last couple of years. On the tongue, it's an aggressively NEIPA taste all round. Citrusy, it reveals that slightly biscuity leaning and has a heave/ho tug of war between tropical and pine. The bitterness is there and the finish is not as sweet as first imagined, which results in a nice plot twist. Turns out the butler did it. Great mouthfeel and high carbonation makes this a refreshing sipper and complements the scene nicely. I had the 330 glass boy version, which went down entirely too easy. I'd be intrigued to grab a can and see if the taste is as consistent. Hazy Jane boasts a 5.0% ABV. This has that textbook New England taste to it, making it an accessible option. Nice and juicy with enough bitterness to remind your taste buds that it's not a glass of milk you're drinking here. I'd say I'm Jane Fonda this one. CrazyDiscoStew.com, a nerd blog. A blog for the modern geek, lifestyle, news, reviews, film/TV, gaming, tech, music, opinions, culture, craft beer, and general geekery.